Blog Talk Radio.
Couple of weeks, we decided that we were going to give you a special treat on Monday. Since most people have Monday blues, we're going to give you some great, cool news on this show, Dollar Diva and Bargain Betty's. Tonight is cool deals and fun thrills, so stay tuned. Get your pen, your paper. You're going to want to write down some great tips tonight because I'm telling you, we have a special, special, special treat, but before we do anything, we must play our disclaimer. So we'll hit you right back on this end right after our disclaimer is played. So just a second right after our disclaimer.
It is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Pericon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters, now it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
All right, we are back. And like I said before, you are in for a special, special treat Usually we do this show on Friday, the Dollar Divan Bargain Baddies, but we wanted to give you some great special cool deals and fun thrills. So instead of you waiting for Friday, we decided to start off our week on a happy note, giving you some great tips. And before I do anything else, I am going to introduce to you our special guest who's going to give us all of the cool deals and fun thrills. How are you this evening? I have missed you. It has been too long.
Oh, girl, I have missed you. But, you know, I research, even though I've been busy. But I've missed you, and I'm glad I'm back for our new season and our new section of town.
Yes, and I heard, that you have gotten us this season some really great hot tips, cool deals, fun thrills, something for the adults, something for the kids, and those in between, too.
Yes, you know what? It was time to expand our horizon and give everybody, I mean everybody, from our seniors to the children, everything, something to do. Unfortunately, the seasons are turning in the upper Midwest and close to Canada, so we are seeing our fall season coming in and the leaves are turning. But that does not mean we have to be in the house yet. I refuse.
Well, me too. So what do you have for me?
You know what? One of the wonderful things about doing this is that when you look on the internet and some of the magazines, I will tell anyone, it's wonderful. It's a really great time to spend kind of outside, but it's some really great things to spend inside too. Groupon, which is one of the biggest things in the news and everywhere lately. But this is kind of geared toward mom. And I guess I'm really happy about that because it's always the kids, sometime toward dad or everybody else or the grandparents. But mom kind of gets kicked around a little bit. She's the go-to person. But this particular website is called Plum, P-L-U-M, District, D-I-S-T-R-I-C-T, .com. It's a daily deal site that's geared toward moms.
Wait one second. Let me have you repeat that again because I know that the people that are listening, they did not have their pen and paper in hand, and they're going to want this information that you're going to give us on what we can do for our moms.
Oh, exactly. Okay, it's called plumdistrict.com. It's called plumdistrict.com. And what that is, it's a daily site, some that I've given you so many over the time. But this one is kind of very specific, and I kind of fell in love with it. It's for moms. Each day, they send the members a deal that's customized to them. In short, you're not typing they're not sending you just a whole list of stuff that has nothing to do with you if it's everybody across the continent at USA or even overseas. This is made specifically for you, what you want, everything from spa treatments to restaurants and family outings and even kids' activities.
So, oh,
that sounds, you know,
awesome.
Sometimes you have a loose weekend, right, but you know how sometimes you have a loose weekend, it's like, ooh, the kids got a three-day weekend. You know you want to get them out of the house at least one of those 2 days. Boom.
Definitely.
So
and did I hear you right that you said that they have spas, spa deals on that as well?
Yes, and restaurants too.
Oh, no, see, that's what
would be great.
That is totally awesome.
Yeah, so that's one of the ones. And I think all of these are great that I actually found. Now, we actually have one because sometimes when we give a gift, we kind of want to make sure we're not giving. There's so many scams out here. We kind of want to make sure we're giving to somebody like the Red Cross or the American Cancer Society. And so there's one called Social Goodies, and I love the name, socialgoodies.com. And that's SOCIALGOODIES.com. Now, here's the thing. It wraps a good deal with a good deed.
Oh, now that's awesome.
Right. If you buy anything, you get from the top brands, now you get 70% off. Now, for all you shoppers out there, I think 70% off goes ding, 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 ding.
Oh, you have hit the grand. You get 70% off.
Well, I'm talking to one that's a shoeaholic, so I said 70%. Check it out. And then they donate 20% of your purchase directly to the charity. Now, they feature 3 well-known charities each month. So you're not doing the same one each month. So they have 3 well-known charities that have been thoroughly checked out each month. So whenever you buy something from them, you get to pick which charity the 20% goes to.
Oh, that is great. So in other words,
I
get the chance to shop. I get 70% off. And then on top of that, I get to feel good and look good at the same time by helping out a worthy cause.
Exactly. And I like that one, too.
You've completely
really
outdone yourself. You really, really have completely outdone yourself.
Well, all is not done yet. For those, I'm taking up a new hobby while I was gone on our vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I took up a new hobby, and mine is photography. Always wanted to do it. You know how you have all of those digital pictures that you take? They
yes.
have this one particular site. Yeah, they have this one particular site, and I haven't checked it out yet. So I'm going to ask your viewers or anything out there to do me a favor. Go on the photo hall. Go on this website and send back some info about how you like it. It's actually called thislife.com. That's thislife.com. What it does, it takes all of those digital pictures that you take in between Facebook, Twitter, your digital camera, and puts them all on one spot.
Really?
It can hold hundreds of pictures and videos, too. And so you do pay. It is a fee that you do have to pay. And you can keep them there. They call it, they can be saved on, it's called the cloud forever. In short, they can be in one spot forever, never to be lost again, versus how we regularly lose our pictures. Now, like again, if somebody goes to check it out, do me a favor, give me a 1 to 5 star and let me know how it is and how it works, because I haven't done it yet. So that's a need some feedback on that one.
Well, that still sounds awesome. So in other words, instead of us having 50 million different places where we store our videos and photos, this is a one-place, one-stop kind of shop deal where all of your photos can be held forever.
Right. I mean, they said hundreds. You have hundreds of photos and video.
Wow.
Photos and video.
Well,
so
you know what?
Funny.
I will be curious to find out myself. Once you all do go to the website, and I will be going to the website as well to find out about the challenge and get some feedback from some of our listeners and let us know. Could you give us the website one more time?
That's thislife.com. That's thislife.com. Yes, and let us know what the feedback is on that, because, again, I'm kind of curious on everybody's thoughts on that. And see what they think. You don't have to be a photo hog. It's just somebody who's the family organizer, the family photos for every holiday occasion. See how it is, you know, just see how it is for you. So, no problem. I'm just curious.
Well, that sounds great. Now, what else do you have for me?
Well, I have the one that's made in heaven for everyone. It's called Zarly. It's Z-A-A-R-L-Y. I know this is a weird name, but I do, so cute. It's Zarly, Zarly.com. It's like an eBay. It's like eBay, but it's for the chores that you hate to do or needed items. For instance, if you need someone to clean your gutters, but you don't want to do it, or you need a personal assistant. And you don't have one, but you just need a temporary personal assistant. if you need someone to do any nagging chores, or maybe you need a gently used iPod, Zolli can help you find someone that can fit that need for what you want to pay. What you do is you post what you're looking for, add a bid for the job or the item, then Zolli will hook you up with the person who's willing to take you up on your offer.
Wait a minute. Let me rewind that for 1 second. So say, for instance, there's a chore that I don't want to do. So I go onto this website and I post it. And
correct.
Then after I post, then someone else can bid on the job that I don't want to do.
Correct.
That is awesome. I can think of
right, and then you two, right, then you two work it out. They accept the bid, and so then you work it out as to, you know, how and where, when it's going to be done, and so on and so forth.
Wow, that is completely awesome. Because I'm pretty sure with the seasons changing and everybody having to go from their summer to their fall, you know, just preparing the house itself is a chore that most people do not want to have to do. And I'm pretty sure if your kids had a choice, they would definitely bid off some of those jobs that they don't want to do.
Well, some of those I think they still suck with, but the parents are going to still stick them with. But at least some of those, you know, like, for instance, even with if you have elderly parents and you want the gutters to get clean, and you just don't have time to do it, or, you know, any of your siblings don't have time to do it, I think that's a really nice way of getting it done. And you kind of know who's coming to the house.
Well, I think whoever made that is very visionary. And matter of fact, that is a very genius move to actually basically outsource the work that you don't want to do, and you bid the price. You set the price that you want to pay to get someone else to do the job.
Yeah, you know what? Why don't we? I'd really like to add that one also to the one we put for this life and see if anybody's done it and get their feedback on how it kind of worked. Because sometimes you kind of sketchy, but this I would love to know if anybody's done it and how it worked out for them on a personal basis. This sounds great to me. I'm gonna actually look this one up and kind of see what people are doing with it.
Well, you know what? Give that website one more time, since we're going to be sending off challenges to people so that they can give us some feedback on, you know, whether or not they've tried it before or if they would like to take the challenge of trying it, especially I'm pretty sure a lot of people have chores that they don't want to do and they would be willing to pay someone else to do it without paying an arm and a leg. You could actually bid for the job, or if you need some extra cash, that would be a good way.
Well, you know, we always talk about entrepreneurship in so many different ways, you know, on your other shows. And that's called Make a Job.
Yeah, and I think that's, like you said, that's an excellent, excellent way to actually earn some cash and get some things done. So could you give them that website one more time?
Okay, no problem at all. It's Zolli, it's Z-A-A. RLY.com. And the other one again was thislife.com. thislife.com.
Well, that is amazing. I mean, you've had a great vacation, but you've come back with some really great finds. You know,
well,
and
wait, I'm not done. No, I have to have a little fun. Now, you know, I can't be all stuffy and stuck up here.
Okay.
These are some happy apps. You know, the apps for your phone some of them just have to be kind of funny, which I actually looked at it. They actually have an app that's called Flashlight, where you find yourself, when you find yourself searching for anything in the dark,
yes.
You can go to your app store and type in Flashlight. You can use your cell phone as a flashlight.
Oh, get out. Are you serious?
Well, we do it all the way anyway.
They have an app for everything.
Oh, how about an air horn? Have you ever tried to get people's attention?
All the time. So, wait a minute. They have an app that turns your phone into an air horn? That is completely amazing. Wow. Well, I have one while we're waiting for our guests to come back. You need to go to AskWish.com. And this is an awesome site that actually gives you the opportunity to post a wish. And you can allow, you know, once you post a wish, some people can come and they will actually give you the opportunity to grant your wish. And that is askwish.com. And that's askawish.com. Now, she's back on the air with us. And so did you catch that? That was askawish. And it's, I guess it's similar to the other site that you were, that you had talked about. But I believe with this one, you can basically, you just post your wish list. And I thought that was pretty cool as well. You post your wish, and then other people get the chance to see what your wish, you know, what's on your wish list, and they get to grant your wish, or you can grant their wish.
Oh, great.
Now, that one I actually did go, and I did try out, and it is a very awesome site, so you might want to, you know, really look into that. And it is Ask, A-S-K, W-I-S-H dot C-O-M. So it's askawish.com. So what else do you have? I mean, like, you were talking about the apps before we got disconnected. There's an app for everything. I believe there's going to be an app for us to probably brush our teeth pretty soon.
No, but you can get in touch with your inner poo. It's called iZenGarden. Well, if you're in that carpool lane and you just about to lose it, you can rake the sand in your own personal Zen garden.
Okay, wait. I am one that does have road rage, okay? Yes, I would be the one that, yeah. Okay, so you mean to tell me, now how does this work? If I'm in the car driving, how do you rake a Zen garden while you're driving?
Well, you know why you're waiting in the carpool and that, because everything is stopped.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So, you know, the phone is on. So, no, and please do not do this while driving. I'm
okay,
right,
yes,
with
yes, please, with our disclaimer.
Don't do that.
Be texting and driving. Bad idea.
At the same time. Please don't, or putting on lipstick and makeup, fool. Yeah, I'm saying that already. While you're waiting in traffic, you know, when your foot's on the brake, nothing's moving, and you would really prefer to roll down the window and cuss at traffic that's really not moving. So, you know, you can bust out your phone for a second, get that app, punch it in, and rake the thing until you notice that the car is moving.
I don't think that's pretty safe, though. I think you should leave your phone alone while driving and just let out the steam and cuss the person out in front of you. No. There needs to be an app for, like, zapping the stupid people that cut you off in traffic. There needs to be an app for that. Now, I want to open up the phone lines and also give the people in the chat room an opportunity to put in their two cents. If you found, like, some awesome sites, or if you have some great deals that you would like to share with us, or you just like to horse around, it's Monday, and I know, like I said, this is a special show. We're doing Dollar Diva and Bargain Betty's today. Usually we do it on Friday, but I decided that we needed to do something happy on a Monday. So I'm going to open up the phone lines. I'd like to hear from you. Also, I'd like to hear from you in the chat room as well. The phone number is area code 347 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. We have a few more minutes before the conclusion of the show, so I'm going to open it up to area code 815. How are you this evening? Okay, I don't know whether I lost you or if I have you. How are you? All right, I think we lost that caller. Please call back, and I guess I'm going to go right back to you. Like I said, I really think that we definitely, but definitely need to get an app for those crazy people who always, always cut you off or they do something crazy in traffic. There needs to be an app for that. I'm pretty sure somebody is inventing that. Or, and if you know anything about that app, please text me right now if you're in the chat room or call me and let me know. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And we are back on the air. Area code 815, how are you?
Oh, just fine, Diamond. How are you? Sorry, I disconnected you.
I am doing great. We have a few more minutes. You have anything that you'd like to share with us this evening?
Well, I don't know. Well, here's the thing. We are rapidly getting outrageously technological with all these new instruments and whatever. Eventually, it's going to get to the point where if somebody cuts you off, you can type in on your phone their license number, and you can call them and give them a piece of your mind.
Oh, now that would be awesome. That would be awesome.
And you would not have to, you could do that when you were safe to use your phone.
You know, that's true. That would be great.
Yeah.
All
you'd have to
great.
Do is type in their license number. And hey, you stupid so-and-so. Yeah, you cut me off at 3rd Street and Lenox Avenue or something like that.
Well, you know what? Here's another thing. I'm pretty sure all of us have seen bus drivers, school bus drivers, drive erratically with kids within the bus, and that has been the scariest thing I have seen for the last couple of years. And you always see on the back of the sign, it says, how am I driving? And I have actually called in on some of the bus drivers and the way they have been driving these kids. That is like the most scariest thing in the world, to see kids on the bus and the bus drivers acting a fool. You know, so, yeah, I would love to be able to actually not just call into the bus service, but to actually, you know, dial in while I'm in the car and say something to the crazy people that's driving.
Oh, hey, get a bullhorn.
Well, you know what? I think, you know, we actually said there was one that said that there was an app for that.
Yeah, you can get a bullhorn and you can open your window and yell at them. Hey, stupid.
Right. Well, you know what? We have literally run out of time. Oh, my God. It's amazing how the time just flies on this show. And I want to thank all of you all for joining us for another Secure Your Life. And guess what? We are hiring. That is right. We are hiring. So, if you would like more information about our job opportunities, you can email us at show@secureyourlife.net. Or you can also email us at SYLSHOW@ATT.net. So that is, you can actually go to our website, which is Secure Your Life, and we always spell life, L-Y-F-E, on this show. And we are hiring, and we'll be posting that, more about the job opportunities. But here again, I'd like to say thank you all for joining me, and until tomorrow, good night, everyone.
Good night, Diamond.
Good night.
Oh, two of them.